I just wanted to bring up, because it kind of fits with what Andrew said regarding the household survey, and I know when Susanna's been to the chamber we've discussed this. And the difficulty is when you're trying to, because what you're trying to do is come up with a strategy of where we will be in 3, 5, however many years. And you're wanting people to look at what they're currently doing, but their behaviours have already been influenced by the current existing system. It's very difficult for any of us to say, if I live my life running my business on the cloud, and all my children live on the cloud for education, exactly how much data we would all be using. I can't answer that question. And I'm very, very concerned that your survey is going to give very skewed information, because it has been impacted by the controls that we exert ourselves over our own behaviours in order to live within a cost. The second point I wanted to add on though about sharing the cost between 1,800 people, I think this is where you look at national things. We have a 90%+ subsidised ferry and bygas service. What about telecommunications, if that's what it takes to revolutionise this country and take us into the next
decade? I think the thing is, the scale of the cost, it depends where you want to go on that.
I know, appreciate it.
I don't think there's any argument that everybody wants to see a big step forwards, but it's, you know, how big do we need to go? That needs to be defined.
And I take your point about the user habit survey, but we have to start somewhere. And what I'm interested in knowing is, if you were to talk to everyone in the West Store, everyone is gaming. But I don't suspect every household necessarily is a hardcore gamer. So you shouldn't map a system based on the very, very highest users. The other issue is, there are some free text boxes. And what we're really looking at understanding is those people who are moderating their behaviour, because actually some of the initial responses are people saying, I can do everything I want to do. And we might not believe that's the case, but that is what some of the submissions say.
Have they ever lived anywhere outside the Four Points?
But that's the thing. In those free text boxes, please say that you've modified your behaviour, and that's what we're taking into account. But on the simplest level, we don't know how many devices people are using or not using.
Well, the census will give you the devices information because it was in the last census. So with that, you can then...
But that's already out of date. So that's why we're doing it again now.
Yeah. But people do have to modify their behaviour when they come back here.
Yes. No.
Because if you're in a country that's got unlimited, you haven't got to.
And we're wanting to know how people are modifying their behaviours. That's the other issue. Because people are modifying them in different ways. So it might seem not useful, but it is genuinely information that we're going to take away and use to quantify what we need to do next.